Giant 96 Real Radio on Penny Lane. And today in A Trip with Penny Lane, we've talked about it. Excited, very honored to have him here in the studio. Always learned so much from him. The president of the Indy Crossroads Blues Incorporated, Mr. Prentice Eastham. How are you doing, Prentice?
I'm doing fine.
So glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
And like your Robert Johnson shirt, too, by the way. We both sort of had blue shirts on today a little bit.
Yeah.
So that was nice. So some exciting things are happening this weekend at the Slippery Noodle.
You bet. Yeah, the Indiana Blues Challenge, competition of blues acts to select representatives to go down to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis, Tennessee, put on by the Blues Foundation, whose headquarters are in Memphis.
Now, tell our listeners who haven't been to the International Blues Challenge a little bit about it.
Okay, the International Blues Challenge is a competition of blues bands and solo duo acts from all over the world. I don't know how many affiliate blues societies there are, maybe 300 in every country in the world, probably. And each of those people can send one band and one solo duo representative to the International Blues Challenge. And that show in Memphis, I think last year there were 265 acts, and, you know, 70% of them are bands, performing in 20 venues on Beale Street in Memphis. And I have seen instances where a band or solo duo even wins that, and their careers take off like a skyrocket heading for the moon or Mars. No, they just, they became famous. They are winners. So it's a real, real big deal, the International Blues Challenge. And the only people that can enter acts in it are affiliate members of the Blues Foundation, of course, which all blues societies are or should be. And Indy Crossroads Blues certainly is an affiliate member. So,
well, thank you for everything you do for that. Slippery Noodle, this Sunday, the doors will open at 4:30. Show starts at 5. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the acts and the different divisions, of which you did a little bit, the solo duo and the bands? Can you tell us who will be playing?
Sure. Now, some of them I don't really know that well, but there's several of them I've known for years. Like in the solo duo, Steve Scrapper Brown has been around the Indie Blues Society for decades. In fact, he used to have a band called No Regrets, and he's, you know, been performing. The band kind of one of the guys left, went off and did his thing. But Steve has been in the blues one way or another for 30 years, I suppose, around Indianapolis. Another solo is a fellow I just met a few weeks ago, Django Knight.
Uh-huh.
And I went and down there to see him and to ask him if Django was his real name, because I'm a big fan of Django Reinhardt, you know, the French gypsy guitarist.
And yeah, he's pretty amazing.
He said, no, his real name is Django, but he plays electric guitar, and he plays blues, but it's a little bit jazzy for me, but he's good. He's really good. And
yeah.
Then Doug Dillman, I don't know too much about him, but he's a solo guitarist.
He's actually from our town.
Yeah. Right here, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, that's the solo duo. There'll be three acts. And then the bands, CW and the Working Class Trio. Frankly, I've never heard these guys. King Bee and the Stingers. They're a band from Bloomington. Then the Warrior Kings. I think I saw this band down there a couple of months ago at the Noodle in a jam. They had the whole band up on stage. Bill Evans and Swag Daddy. That's another group. I don't know them at all. Another one, Pedal Tones. I don't know them either. The James Plessinger Trio. I think I did hear them one down there one night at a jam. Then last is Queen Delphine and the Crown Jewels. And this is about a 5 or 6 piece band. And a lot of people tell me they are good.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
A lot of soul, some rhythm and blues in their blues, which is absolutely nothing wrong with that.
And I heard they got the show too, like they dress really cool.
Right.
Yeah, I've heard
that. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them, and several of them, really.
Yeah, and that's the neat thing. Like, you know, when you read the list, there's a lot of them that I'm not familiar with. And heck, you go to the International Blues Challenge, there's a lot of people that you're exposed to, and that's what part of what makes it so fun.
I'm tickled to death for these little-known bands to come, because they may become very well-known after they get some exposure. So that's what it's all about.
So tell us a little bit about Indy Crossroads Blues Incorporated. You know,
well, we are a domestic, not-for-profit corporation, duly registered with the Indiana Secretary of State's office. Now, I guess a domestic not-for-profit is unique to the state of Indiana, because I mean, there might be other states that do it, but I don't know of any. But we are tax exempt. We don't even have to file a tax report because of that. And our status is not reported to the IRS, like with any and every other kind of corporation that's formed. So, you know, our objective and our purpose is charitable. And in our case, our purpose is to promote the blues, educate people, and get more people playing the blues and understanding the blues. When I was in high school, I guess, I was very interested in Abraham Lincoln and the Civil War. And I, you know, never really understood. This country was only 100 years old almost, and this Civil War started, which was horrific. And why? Why? Well, I found out later it was about slavery. And as I told Penny earlier, I seem to have a character fault that when I get interested in something, I got to find out everything there is to know about it, or I can't sleep at night. So I started going down to Mississippi and found out it was not about states' rights, like some of the southern states said. Yeah, it was, in their case, the right to have slaves. It was about slavery, and end of story. And so anyway, that led me into the blues, where the blues came from.
And you said eventually, hopefully, you're going to have a website up where we can read about the blues history.
Yes, yes. Actually, I've put some articles in a newsletter, but I've not been able to send them out by email. They say my files are too big, at least Facebook does.
Right.
So I think I'll get my website up running again, and I want to put those articles about the history of the blues and what it means. And
yeah, I always love listening to you, because you always teach me so much, and really excited this Sunday at
Slippery
Noodle.
I think it's going to be a great show. I really do.
I
mean, I know a lot of these acts that are going to be in it, and they're good. They are.
So it's the Indiana Blues Challenge this Sunday at the Slippery Noodle. You can be there at 4:30. How much does it cost to get in?
$5 cover charge, and every penny of the cover charge, you know, after any expenses we have, will be given to the representatives who win the, who go down to Memphis and appear at the International Blues Challenge.
All right.
And I wanted to make that clear to all of the bands, and I think I did, or all the entrants, that the money they receive is not to be considered a prize for winning the competition. It is to pay the help pay the expenses of the people going to Memphis.
Right.
So if the people that win can't go for whatever reason, they get run over by a Chesterfield truck or whatever, then the second place finisher will be given an opportunity to go. If they can't go, the third place will.
Right.
And they will receive the money when I see them on Beale Street. And I will be there.
Yeah, this is not your first rodeo, huh, Prentice? All right. Thank you so much for coming in.